It is 8:45 at 97.9 The Hill, Trent Stutz, and as we always do on Thursday, it is time for This is Tourism, a weekly presentation of the local impact of tourism in our community, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. Kara Brewer is here from the Barn of Chapel Hill, where they specialize in Southern charm and elegance. And she personifies that, too. They've given new life to an amazing historic barn containing over a century and a half of history right here in Orange County. Kara, thanks for coming.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
It is good to have you. Now, the Barn of Chapel Hill is something that I think we've all heard about, but I'm really interested to hear you tell the story, if you can, about how it all got started.
Sure. So a couple of years ago, my family and I, we wanted to start a farm. We actually now have a flower farm and chestnut farm. Mm-hmm. And we were looking specifically within Orange County to try to find a piece of land to be able to do that. And it's difficult to find available farmland, but we were able to find the perfect piece of land. And from there, we just were able to get our flowers in, get those chestnut trees in. We opened up the barn last May, and so we host agritourism events. So we do weddings and floral workshops, U-pick events, and all sorts of different things.
Gosh, I mean, a lot of work has gone into that to making this dream a reality. Now, the Barn of Chapel Hill is an absolutely beautiful venue, and the wedding photos on your Instagram feed get a lot of attention. Tell me more about the barn and what you're most looking forward to as your business continues to grow.
Sure. So I really enjoy hosting the weddings on the farm. That's really fun for us. We get to work with these brides and these couples a year in advance, so we really get to know them. We get to know their personality. We can grow flowers specifically for them. We do all the floral design in-house with our flowers and with the other local flowers from the other local flower farms as well. So we're really able to promote local fresh blooms and designs. And,
that's really cool.
And we enjoy it so much, and it's just fun. They're in love, and we get to meet their families, and it's just fun to see that process from when they first get engaged to when they actually walk down the aisle.
We have a lot of enlightened people around here, and we talk about agritourism a lot. What is your definition of agritourism, and what's your sense of increasing numbers of visitors who want to connect with nature, farms, real food, all those kinds of things?
Sure. So the definition of agritourism is basically anytime anyone comes to a farm for an experience. And that experience can be any number of different things. For us, we have weddings, flower U-pick. But for other farms this time of year, for example, U-pick pumpkins are very popular. Harvest festivals are popular. That sort of thing. People go to farms and they pick blueberries. I have friends that do soap making classes and cheese making classes. Farm to fork dinners on farms are very popular. So there's just a number of different ways that farms encourage visitors and encourage interaction with the people around them.
Now, we already talked about how you have a lot of weddings out there.
Right.
How do you connect with all those people who want to tie the knot at the Barn of Chapel Hill, and what do you have to say to those folks who might be thinking about getting married?
Sure. So we find social media is one of the main ways that we're able to connect with brides. We're fortunate in that when someone does have a wedding, oftentimes there is a professional photographer on site, and so those photographers are fantastic to work with, and they give us a lot of the photos that they take. So we're able to use those photos on social media. People can kind of see what we're doing and what we have going on, and that gets interest, and then people contact us, and we have them come out. We take a tour of the farm. We show them, you know, where we have our bees and the flowers and all that. And so that's it's a lot of fun.
Makes for a lot of interesting Instagram posts and
it
Facebook
does,
posts,
absolutely.
And website photos and all that sort
absolutely.
Of thing. Now, what's your? You've been doing this for? You said you've been open since what, May of last year?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
About a year and a half. What is your favorite story behind all the events you host? Is there one that stands out?
It's hard to pick just one. The weddings, it's so wonderful because it's one of the only times where families get to have family and friends from both sides of their families come in and celebrate, and just being a part of that, getting to see that and getting to work with those brides and the families, and just that's the part that I love.
The in-laws and the outlaws.
Yes, everyone comes together and they have a good time, and so that's special to us.
How to out-of-town guest, and you obviously attract a lot of people who aren't from around here who
come here.
How do they experience Orange County when they come to the barn for a wedding or any kind of a special event?
So we work with a lot of the hotels in the area, so people from out of town will come in, they'll stay at the hotels, they'll eat at restaurants. Typically the wedding is usually on a Saturday, but they're coming in on a Thursday or Friday and staying through Sunday or Monday, so they're staying in the hotels, they're eating at restaurants, they're visiting shops and restaurants, so it's really great way to get people from outside of Orange County, outside of North Carolina, to come in and really experience Orange County and Chapel Hill.
Now let's say we have a listener out there who is hearing about the Barn of Chapel Hill for the very first time. How do they find out more?
So you can go to our website, barnofchapelhill.com, and then from there you can follow us on social media. Most of our interaction is through Instagram, so we highly recommend that people follow us on Instagram, but you can also follow us on Facebook as well.
I would imagine you can go out and talk to Kara as well.
And absolutely.
And where are you exactly? How do you get there?
So we are 7316 Morrow Mill Road. Mm-hmm. So basically it's just a straight shot down 54. And if you go to the website, you can email me. We'll give you directions. It's very easy to find, and we love people to come out anytime, so you can come visit whenever, and we will be we're updating our offerings for fall, so we'll be having wreath making classes later on in November and into December, and we'll also be doing some chestnut roastings out at the farm as well.
Ooh, that sounds good. Well, I'm going to come out there later today and just lie on some of those flower
beds.
Please
do, absolutely.
Just need to relax. Well, Kara, thank you for coming in and telling us about the Barn of Chapel Hill. Obviously, a very important part of the tourism industry here in Orange County. And thank you for joining us on This is Tourism, my conversation with Kara Brewer from the Barn of Chapel Hill. You can find our conversation and photos later on in the day on demand on chapelbrew.com. Join me next week here on the Hill for another interview on Thursday with a special guest who shapes the experience of visitors to our beautiful Orange County, North Carolina. It's 8:53. This is 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.